following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday. We've switched things around a little bit. Damon Day is going to co-host with us on Thursday's program. Tomorrow, our Husker lunch will be at Cunningham's. Sean Callahan of Husker Online will be joining us. We'll talk with Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report will join us as he does every Wednesday. But since this is Tuesday, we catch up with UNK head football coach Daryl Morris, Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper. There's so much going on in the high school scene this week. It's one of probably the two busiest weeks. October and February always seem to be the two busiest high school months, in my opinion, from what's going on as far as a local scene and for the athletes around the state of Nebraska, especially in Class A when you're throwing in tennis and softball and some of the extra sports that's not just your base football, volleyball, basketball. So Troy Salisbury will join us to talk Kearney High tennis as their four singles and doubles teams are going to be seeded going into the state tournament. So that's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show here today, and we're glad you're along with us. If you would like to join us, if you've got a question for one of our guests at any time, not sure that we mentioned that enough, but we always like to move it along. Even, you know, if it's Luke Hoover of RotoWire, we always are asking him your questions. But, hey, you want to know something about the Loper or the Bronco football program or what's going on with any of our guests, you know, a high school football game when we talk to Bob Jensen on Wednesdays, fire us off your request anytime. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can always get on the Twitterverse and tweet us at ESPN 1460, 1550, and the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And you can always check things out at Facebook on ESPN Superstation. You can see who the guests are going to be on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on around the world of sports. Plus, Bill Friedman's going to join us Friday. One of the posts we put on the Facebook page yesterday is a little preview of the BTN original that will talk about the life of Brooke Behringer after the Northwestern game. It makes its debut. It's called Unbeaten, The Life of Brooke Behringer, and it will debut an hour documentary on the former quarterback who tragically lost his life in an airplane accident 2 days before the draft, and that will air Saturday night, and of course numerous times after that, so check your listings, but it'll debut after the Nebraska-Northwestern game, which we will talk about tomorrow in depth at the Husker lunch. Also, you know, close to home, you read these stories and you talk about these stories and you look on all the media, and then you realize that it's more than just an accident. It's something that affects you closer to home. And Nebraska Wesleyan football coach Brian Keller has issued a statement on the passing of their teammate, Maury Lawrence, who, if you didn't know, is from Donovan. And he says, I want to take this opportunity to extend my heartfelt appreciation to everyone who has reached out to the Prairie Wolves football team as we continue to deal with the loss of teammate Maury Lawrence. As you can imagine, this is an extremely difficult time for our team and all of the Nebraska Wesleyan community. The team has visited with grief counselors and has been extremely supportive of one another, sharing stories and memories of Maury. It goes on to say, Maury was a prairie wolf in the truest sense of the word, a dedicated and fierce competitor who always had his teammates' back with a kind and encouraging word for all. I will always remember Maury's smile with that little bit of an ornery twinkle in his eye. Maury will be deeply missed by all whom he has touched throughout our football program. Our hearts are breaking for Maury's family, and we ask for your continued thoughts and prayers for them. That was the end of the statement from the head coach at Nebraska Wesleyan in Brian Keller. So, again, the Lawrences have, and it's not just him. He's got brothers playing with him at Nebraska Wesleyan as well. So, again, our condolences go out to the family for what can only be seen as a tragic accident over the weekend. So the football team has to move on from there, and the family has to move on as well. So there is that statement from Nebraska Wesleyan. A lot of cool things are going on this week. We talked about Troy Salisbury going to join us to talk state tennis, the state softball tournament going on, the state golf tournament got underway yesterday, softball begins tomorrow, district cross country is Thursday. A lot of conference volleyball is going on this weekend. How do you possibly keep up with it all and watch your favorite sporting events? Well, you do it at the Kearney Chicken Coop. Both worlds are there for you, where you can just sit down and watch all your sports, or you can come in and enjoy great food, or you can do both. A lot of places say they are a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best like the Kearney Chicken Coop. And on Tuesdays, the lunch special is a salad and soda for just $7. Lunch specials are served every weekday from 11 to 4. And then, of course, appetizer specials, 2 1/4, long necks and draws, 2 1/4, during their afternoon happy hour from 2 until 5:30. It's only at the Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill. Best of both worlds in downtown Kearney. Enjoy the doubleheader baseball today. Enjoy. There's even college football tonight, which turns me on to the next thing. Kearney Chicken Coop, go enjoy some lunch today. They're open 7 days a week at the Kearney Chicken Coop. Tuesday night football. Nobody can tell me who it is, and nobody cares. And that's the way it is. You play on Tuesday night, nobody cares. I mean, and it's getting to the point now where ESPN is just kind of throwing them away. They at least used to be on the main ESPN channel or ESPN2, but no. Texas State and Louisiana Lafayette is tonight, and that game is at 7 o'clock on the Deuce. You going to watch it? No, you're not. No, you're not. The only way you're going to watch is if you're hanging out at the Chicken Coop and it's on one of the many TVs while you're watching the Royals game, while you are watching whatever else it is. There's 9 NHL games, preseason NBA. You're not going to watch it. What's the point? Tuesday night. I want to know what the crowd will be like for Louisiana Lafayette at Texas State tonight. Jeff, can you see what the capacity of the Texas State Stadium is? One of the new programs in Division I football. State golf, they're just teeing off the leaders, getting going at the variety of sites. Let's give you the update as we start the day in the state golf tournament, because there are some good scores. In Class A, Elkhorn South leads it at the Norfolk Country Club by 13 shots over Papillion La Vista. Kearney is setting in 10th. Nia Station of Omaha Burke shot 82. And remember how windy and cold, not a lot of great scores yesterday. And she has a 5-shot lead over two others. Kearney's Madeline Murray is tied for 10th entering the day. In Class B at Pioneers in Lincoln, Scotts Bluff leads it by 7 over Omaha Scut. Aurora is in 3rd, 17 shots out of the lead. Grand Island Northwest tied for 6th, Holdridge 12th. Sarah Larson of Plattsmouth has a 1-shot lead after shooting a 77 yesterday. The top golfer from our area, Kristen Bell of Aurora, tied for 13th. And in Class C, Minden has a 20-shot lead over Columbus Scotus as they try to win another state title. Grand Island Central Catholic is in 5th. Kearney Catholic sets it a tie for 9th. Minden's Ashton Bolt and Kearney Catholic sophomore Morgan Teal both shot 84 yesterday. That's good enough for a 4-shot lead over Brandy Lemick of Donovan Trumbull. Jessica Redis of Minden is 6th. Paige Christensen of Minden and Amanda Fay of Grand Island Central Catholic tied for 7th after the opening day of the state high school golf tournament. So that's what's going on with golf. And we will tell you that UNK has volleyball tonight as they will be taking on Washburn. This could be the marquee home match of the year. The highest rated team that will come into the Health and Sports Center during the regular season will be Washburn. They are 5th in the country, moving up one spot this week. They're 17-1. The Lopers are up one spot to number 7. They are 16-2. Washburn has maybe the best player in the conference. Marissa Cox, MIAA Hitter of the Week. Now, Coach Squires will join us tomorrow on the show, but we talked with him last night. He was watching his daughters play Kearney Catholic, and he raved about how good Washburn is, how good Cox is, and he knows that this volleyball team tonight is the real deal, and UNK is going to have to bring their best game. And he said he liked the way that they played in Saturday's win against Missouri Western, who was a fine, fine volleyball team. So maybe the Lopers, if they can continue playing like they did on Saturday, then they will be in line to pick up a win tonight. And if the football team can continue to play like it did on Saturday, they could get their second straight win when Lindenwood rolls in on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock to Foster Field. And we're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Lopers, Daryl Morris. And Coach, hey, man, congratulations.
Appreciate it, guys. Long overdue.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And when you're on the road, it makes the bus trip a little bit better, even if it takes a little longer to get home.
Yeah, even when your bus breaks down, it's a little easier trip to handle when you win and lose.
Now, how long were you on the side of the road?
Only about an hour and a half. So it was actually, they did a pretty nice job of getting a hold of another bus company, getting us another bus, and we transferred all the players onto the one bus that we had that was running and sent them on back with a couple of GAs, and the rest of the staff sat around for about an hour and a half and finally another bus showed up with another driver and got back on the road.
Daryl, this isn't the first time this happens in the Division II and NAIA. We're not flying everywhere. When you have that extra time, what happens with the team and the coach, especially like you said, you might have been separated there for a little while?
Well, you know, we just transferred all their gear onto the bus and put a couple of GAs on there and tried to get them home as early as possible, because basically the next day on Sunday, which is a big work day for us, doesn't change. The schedule can't change. So they still have to be in the building by, you know, 12:30, and everything's got to get going. So just try to get them back as quickly as we can, and gives the coaches an opportunity to just visit a little bit, really, and then talk about next week's game maybe a little bit and what we think's going to come down the pipe and, you know, get started.
Well, it is a win, and you mentioned to us when we talked last week, you gave us the indication that you were going to be missing some key cogs, and you didn't want to reveal who those were, but obviously the one that stands out is Romero Cotton. That allows Bronson Marsh, or makes Bronson Marsh, carry the football like he did. He becomes the MIAA Player of the Week. Talk about the injuries, how it affected you, and how you overcame them.
Well, you know, we had planned on trying to, the way that we felt like Northeast Oklahoma was going to play us was they want to outnumber you in the box by one. And basically what they're doing is they're saying your quarterback is not, you know, he doesn't count. So we put our quarterback in the count by having our back become a lead blocker for the quarterback. So we're looking at the one-back formation as a two-back formation, whereas the defense is still looking at it as a one-back formation. So we did have plans of Bronson carrying the football a little bit more. That's what he does best right now, and we need to try to utilize the skill set that he brings to the table for us.
Could you imagine the game that he was going to have?
No, obviously not. I mean, you never figure that, you know, in the first five or six plays, a guy's going to have over 175 yards rushing already. So, you know, it worked out really well for us. They lined up a little differently than what they had done in any of their previous games. Normally they'd had at least one high safety playing. They pretty much walked everybody down, and once he cleared the line of scrimmage, they really had nobody left. The other guys were locked up man, so then they became chase guys, and Bronson's a fast enough guy to get out in front of people. They're not going to run him down.
Talking with Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK, coming off the 34-7 win against Northeastern State. You had to play a lot of young guys, especially on the defensive side of the ball. As you broke down the film, your assessment?
Well, you know, they're young guys, and Cody Carlson, a true freshman, did play some defensive end for us, and we still got a couple of former redshirt freshman offensive linemen that are now playing defense for us. So those guys both played several snaps in the ball game at in the defensive line, and still got Famous, who's a redshirt freshman, basically playing for us at corner. So we've got some young kids playing, but you know, they played well on Saturday, and you know, they're just going to get better as they get older, as they become sophomores and juniors. Hopefully that'll benefit us as a program.
Things that you saw maybe that still need some work.
Well, you know, we had 21 points at the half. We scored one touchdown in the second half on offense, and then we had a pick six that scored a touchdown. So we didn't really come out of the house in the second half and play as well as we did the first half. That's still something we're trying to find out why that is. and see if we can't come out and realize we have somebody on the ropes and try to choke them out, so to speak. But, we threw a pick in, down in the end zone. We fumbled the ball on the 20. We missed a field goal. So there's still some things that we can do better. There's no question.
Darrell, you get ready to bring in a Lindenwood team that's 1-5 on the season and coincidentally have a couple of nice players on their football team. In fact, we'll see the top two players as far as number of tackles. You've got Tyke Kojal, number one. They've got Connor Harris, number two.
Yeah, and I've seen Connor Harris on the hoof. I saw him at the head coaches meeting in Kansas City, and he is one rocked up dude, so I'm glad he's not going to hit me or anything, or I'm going to get out of his way. But good looking kid, plays very well for him, has made a lot of plays for him, just like Tyke does for us.
What about Lindenwood? What do they like to do?
Well, they're going to throw the football. I mean, they're just going to line up and throw the football, and they're not running the football. They've got a back that has the capacity to do that, but they don't give it to him very often. If he gets the ball, they're going to throw it to him out of the backfield for the most part. But they are going to take their shots down the field. They are going to throw the football all over the park. And, that's just going to be a challenge for us to try to defend that. They're going to make some completions. They're going to get some big plays. They had big plays against Northwest Missouri last week. So they're going to get theirs. And we've just got to try to control that and keep it under control best we can defensively.
When you're a team that loves to throw the ball all over the ballpark or have been, coaches always want to tell us that, hey, we got to stop the run. When you play a team like that, does that change your philosophy?
Well, most people in coaching still would say, that you got to be able to control the run, stop the run to be successful. But for these guys right now, it's going to be you're going to have to keep the run in check and you're going to have to stop the pass because that's what they're going to do. They're good at it. The kid will, he's going to get rid of the football very quickly. They run a prairie dog system kind of like we do. He is going to look over the sideline, and they are going to tell him which side of the field he's going to throw the ball to and who to look at, and he's going to get rid of it pretty quick. So sometimes they've got guys that aren't even being blocked on defense, and he's just getting rid of it fast enough where you can't get to him. So, like I said, they're going to get their yards.
Last minute here with Darrell Morris, head football coach at UNK, going for two in a row. Can we keep the momentum going Saturday, Coach?
I hope so. I hope we can. Our kids, they've been awesome. They've hung in there with us. They've continued to work hard. Their attitude has never wavered, and I'm very proud of our football team because of that. And I told them that after the game. It really tells us a lot about them as people and what kind of men they actually are and the intestinal fortitude that they do have. And, so hopefully we can keep the momentum going. Hopefully we can be successful. And, like the old manager in Major League said, two in a row, that's a winning streak, and that's what we're looking for.
He did say that, didn't
yes, he?
He did say that.
Very profound.
I'm glad you quoted one of the great historic and great movies of all time.
One of the greatest movies ever made. People just don't realize it.
Darrell, a lot of good things come out of this, and obviously everybody's going to feel pretty good. Over the years, all of a sudden, that kicking game, do we need to widen the goalposts? Where are we at right there?
Well, kickers are so funny, and we've had a conversation. I mean, even the guys at the Division I level are struggling with kickers, and he's good in practice some days, and some days he's not. So it really is just a roll of the dice when you send a kicker out on the field, whether he's going to be successful or not. We've done things in practice to try to, hey, you make this kick from 23 yards, nobody has to run any sprints. But if you miss it, everybody's got to do 15 up downs, And I mean, so we've trying to put him in situations where he has a little pressure. It's the old basketball drill, make the free throw, nobody has to run the court, miss it, and everybody's got to run the court. So we're trying to do everything we can do to help him out. He's still a freshman. He's still working at it.
And finally, Darrell, we're midway, heading to the second half of the season here. We kind of bring up some of the same names every week that we talk about on the program. Anybody that's finally clicking or has finally got back healthy the last couple of weeks that's really helped your team that we need to mention?
Well, I think famous, McKinnon there playing corner as a true freshman has got some opportunities to be maybe a freshman of the year type candidate in MIAA. And I think Bronson Marsh is still getting better every week. But, we've got some young kids that I think are going to show up as the season continues to progress.
And health-wise?
Health-wise, we're going to get Sam Stolten back or at least be available for the game this week. We get Trey Anderson back, I think, perhaps. Alan Carroll is still a little iffy as to whether his shoulder will respond. We've been a lot less healthy in years past than we are right now.
Well, we saw Devontae LaFleur, Peyton Lang, a couple of new names out there, and Romero Cotton just didn't have to carry the ball as much this last week, so I'm sure he'll be a part of the plan.
That was good, because Romero, he's got a sore shoulder, so that's good for him.
All right, ice it down, Coach, and we'll see you Saturday.
All right, guys, appreciate it.
Thanks, Daryl. Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Go out, support the Lopers. 1 o'clock kickoff, and that is Saturday at Foster Field. Got a chance for two in a row as they take on the Lindenwood. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but first I want to get back to that Texas State deal. The capacity is just around 30,000. Again, that's the Division I game tonight with Louisiana Lafayette. And they've averaged about 22,000 in their first three games. Idaho rolled in last week for homecoming. They had 21,000. You know what? That's more than I thought it would be. Texas State, where's it at? San Marcos, Texas. That's where Texas State University is located. We're going to come back and talk with Tony Harper, Hastings College, Troy Salisbury, Kearney High Tennis. A lot more to chat about after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just equate happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As sunny skies develop across the area today, we'll work our way up to about 66 for a high with north winds about 10 to 15. For tonight, with clear skies, we'll head down to the upper 30s, followed by a high of 70 Wednesday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 55.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. ESPN's just reporting Demoris Smith, the players' rep, and Roger Goodell, they're meeting in New York to discuss how to handle player personnel conduct incidents. And, of course, ESPN's got a guy standing outside with a microphone like, okay, here's the building and they're in there. So they're going to discuss how to handle these player conduct. You know what you do? You tell them to quit being idiots. That's what you do. Just yank them. You don't get to play. That's all they want to do is play. Football players want to play and make a check. Take it away from them. That's how you do it. Okay, there's your meeting. Thanks. Bring it on down. See what's going on. Are you kidding me? Just no. And then today, the Cowboys are rolling along, and what do we get? What do we get? Thad, is it one of our running backs? It's Thad, right? Joseph. There you go. Yeah, Joseph Randall. Shoplifting last night at a Dillard's. Underwear and cologne. Yeah, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. College kids don't make any money. Pros, he's making $500,000 at least, which isn't a big contract. You need some cologne and some dirt. So you're going to go shoplift it from Dillard's. Nice job, Joseph. Let's talk more football here with Hastings College football coach Tony Harper. Coach, good morning. You don't have any problems like that, do you?
I tell you what, I don't think I was even this fired up listening to you compared to on Sunday. I like to hear this.
You know, it's pretty simple. I'm an idiot too. You just got to quit being idiots. You know what? We all make stupid mistakes and do stupid things, but quit being idiots.
Right. I like it. Do better. That's all you got to say. Do better.
That's all there is to it. Can Morningside do any better, Coach? My gosh.
Well,
they're pretty good.
Yesterday they couldn't. They are. They're really good. They're really well coached, and you know, we didn't play up to our level of expectations, but they're a darn good football team, and you know, we got to do better, and we got to play better. That's the bottom line right there.
What does it take? We've talked about that because each game there's a blueprint. You've been in it long enough. You know where you want to be on opening day. You know where you want to be when conference starts. And for you guys, that's the second game. You know where you want to be maybe halfway through the season. What are you looking for specifically when you talk about getting better from week to week?
Well, you know what we're going to look at this week, and we've already hammered it into the guys. You know, we tell our guys, you got to focus on yourselves, and we didn't focus on ourselves as well last week as we did the previous week. And there's things, and that's easy to be said, but now you got it with these kids nowadays, and you got to get into them. You got to really explain to them why we want to worry about getting better, why we got to take care of ourselves first. And it's the little things. It's the off the field. It's getting to the class. It's watching the extra film. It's eating right. And then you get into the football part of it. It's about doing the things within the system. If my call puts me in this gap, this is my gap. I don't care what everybody else is doing. I'm going to trust my coach, my technique, my scheme, and I'm going to do this, this, and this. And we got to work on that a lot. I mean, they exploited a lot of weaknesses, but I think a lot of it also has, you know, I think the guys were seeing who was out on the field, the ranking and all that stuff, and we can't be like that. This is why you play. This is why you coach, to go against the best that there is at your level. And they were the best, and we just got to step our game up.
The bright spot would have been the Overmiller to Hausch connection throughout the day.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, those two guys, they've been on the same page for most of the season. You know, he wasn't here in the summer like Curley and Boner and Walman and some of those guys were, but Noah's attitude, his effort, his belief in what Coach Holzclaw and the rest of the offensive coaches are doing is fantastic, and I think everybody sees that. But on the flip side of it, too, Noah understands it's a team thing. He's not throwing himself out there first. He's one of those guys that does more work than a lot of the guys do, and that's why he's successful, and that's why Matt trusts him.
Talking with Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as we do every Tuesday. When you have and obviously Morningside's physical, you mentioned that. Did you get out of this game at least healthy?
We got a couple guys that won't be with us this week. Our starting outside linebacker, Noah's kind of up in the air a little bit. We got a couple other guys banged up. But, you know, again, you got to play physical. You know, the other team want to hit you too. So you got to go out and you got to be the hammer and not the nail. And, you know, we got some guys that will not be decided upon until Thursday. We got a couple guys that won't be decided on until Saturday before the game. But we went through this last year. I mean, I hate to say that, but we went through it last year, and it's the next man up. I mean, we got to know what's going on, and we got to be ready to have my number called.
Talking with Tony Harper, when you don't know for sure what you're going to have on Saturday, how does that alter what you do in practice during the week?
Well, what we do, and I think it's what a lot of guys do, is when let's just use an inside drill, a run-fit drill with the offense versus defense. The guy that is taking the place of the injured player, he obviously gets moved up throughout the week. I spend a lot of extra time with that guy to make sure he's up to date on the checks and the reads and everything like that. But we have the injured guy also stand back there with me, so as soon as we rotate our guys, our starter will go and coach up his backup. And it kind of creates a little bit of ownership. It kind of creates a little bit more of a leadership. But it's also, you know, we got to spend the time to do that, because like any other program throughout the week, your ones generally get about 60 or 70% of your snaps, where your twos get your 30 or 40%. So there's a learning curve. Sometimes we have to limit the calls and different things like that. But it's up to the coach to send the information, and it's up to the player to receive it the right way.
Morningside's quarterback who had such an outstanding game, not only the GPAC Player of the Week, but he earns the National Player of the Week. Morningside sets the offensive yardage record, and then there's always the other side of the coin there, the psyche of your football team. Coach Morris had talked about it as they were looking for their first win. I'm guessing it's different. You guys are a 500 football team, and as we said, two plays away from, that's what I mentioned yesterday, you're two plays away probably from being 5-1, and still, that shows how good Morningside is. So how have the last couple of days been with your team?
You know, on Sunday, you could tell it was a little bit more of shell shock than it was the other two losses that we had, because like you say, we firmly believe it was one or two plays away each one of those games to being where we're 5-1. Sunday, it was more of a man. We did this. We looked like that. Monday, we had a lot of meetings because we're on fall break, so the guys can relax a little bit. And what we've done is we've got them out of their dorm rooms. We've got them over here watching film. We've tried to flush that the best that we could. And I'm having a hard time flushing it, to be quite honest with you. And if I'm having a hard time flushing it, then I know they are. So we met again today. We got them in the weight room at 7 a.m. this morning. We're going to have an early afternoon practice. We got to flush it, and we got to get on to it. And this afternoon's practice is going to be a big practice to see how these guys have responded, and I like them, and I trust them, and I know they're going to respond the right way.
You did have Tyler Harris step up, make 15 tackles. Tell me a little bit about him.
You know, Tyler, I think he's on about his seventh or eighth year here. he's a good young man. He's from Millard South. He was one of those guys. He came in as a redshirt. He was one of those guys that went down last year with a bad injury, second game of the year. Knessa, he's been backing up Knessa Eo at the outside linebacker position. Ness gets hurt, and Tyler jumps in there just like he hasn't missed a play or a rep or a call or anything. Had 15 tackles, got a lot of our young guys lined up correctly, and he'll be starting for us this Saturday. And it's good to see a guy come off of that type of injury. I mean, that guy's got screws and bolts and a metal plate in his ankle from last year. And to come back and play against the number one team in the nation and do what he did, that's a credit to him. And our guys should feed off of Tyler. I mean, they should see this guy doing those types of things against that type of caliber of a team, and that should inspire them a little bit more. So we're excited for Tyler, and we look forward to seeing him this Saturday.
Midland is up next on the schedule. What can you give us as a scouting report about Midland?
Well, you could just replay what I said every Tuesday to you. They are big. They are physical. They are fast. I mean, these boys, they are huge up front, offensive line-wise, defensive line-wise. They got a couple transfers in the backfield. They're very athletic. The thing that Coach Gehring is doing over there is his system is tough with all that read-ride stuff, and they're playing extremely hard. Probably the most improved team in the league, to be quite honest with you, and it's going to be a tough one, and it's their homecoming, and it's a 4 o'clock game and all that stuff. It's going to be a challenge for us, and we're looking forward to it. We got to get up there, but we got to worry about ourselves. We can't worry about all this other rigmarole. We got to do us, be us, and play our style of football.
And Midland's coming off a bye. Do I have that right?
Yes, sir. Yep. So I'm sure, you know, last year they were coming off a bye. We were coming off a loss to Morningside. They got on us quick, and it ended up being something like 60-30 last year. So we got some added incentive, and I'm sure Coach is going to have a lot of new stuff. Plus, we're playing for the Watchwell McLaughlin Trophy, which that's something that we can put in front of the guys' face and be like, listen, fellas, at the end of this game, you could bring this home with us on the bus. Understand that. And that's kind of what we're really hammering into their heads this week.
Well, it sounds like a challenge ahead. 1 o'clock or afternoon kickoff, 4 o'clock kickoff on 1230 KHAS. And, Coach, let's go get back into win column. We'll chat again next week.
Sounds great. Y'all have a great day.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, rolling through the month of October. And join Midway in the fight against breast cancer. When you test drive any Chevrolet vehicle in October, they'll contribute another $10 towards the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer program. Right now, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram select models have $1,000 fast start cash if you purchase by the 16th of this month, and that's right around the corner. Plus, the Buick model closeout, you get 0% for 60 months and the manufacturer rebates on most 2014 models. Chevy Truck Month continues in October as well, so head on in to Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Be sure to like them on Facebook and check out the complete inventory and many more great deals at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
What's the best thing about Halloween? All the fun, haunted houses, bobbing for apples, and having the best costume for trick-or-treating and your Halloween party. What's the worst part of Halloween? Coming up with a killer costume. No problem. Bring your creative skills to Goodwill, where great costumes are born and the prices aren't scary. Not only do you get a great costume at a great price, you support Goodwill's mission in your community.
Such a difference.
Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
Hi, this is Michelle Henke, Executive Director of the United Way of South Central Nebraska, and I invite you to get connected. In an effort to increase connections and relationships between local agencies and community members, the United Way of South Central Nebraska offers an online system called Get Connected. You simply log on to UnitedWaySCNE.org to start your journey. Get Connected is an amazing tool for finding resources, events, and volunteer opportunities. For details, call us at 402-461-8412.
More exciting high school sports comes your way this week on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. Tonight, the semifinals begin at 6 as Kearney Catholic takes on St. Paul, followed by Adams Central against Ord, with the finals on Thursday. Football on ESPN Friday, Kearney Catholic takes on Minden. On 1550, Adams Central plays Lexington. St. Cecilia Sutton on 1230 KHAS and Ravenna Gibbon on Classic Hits 98.9 plus PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday, rolling along. Don't forget our Husker Lunch tomorrow, live at Cunningham's with Sean Callahan. He'll join us at the end of the program, and then from 12 to 1, he'll be chatting at Cunningham's and talking Husker football, recapping Michigan State, what the Huskers did on the bye week. Of course, the coaches were on the road recruiting, so we'll get an update there. Big preview of Northwestern and where the Big Ten is setting, plus answering all your questions from 12 to 1 tomorrow at Cunningham's. You'll get registered for Nebraska-Minnesota tickets and a whole lot more prizes as well, gift cards to Cunningham's. So come on in, order some lunch up, and enjoy your time at Cunningham's. Let's take a look at the Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday, should the NFL eliminate tie games? 81% of you, wow, said yeah, get rid of them. I'm on the wrong end of that one. Again, there's no wrong or right. I'm just on the other side there because I said, yeah, whatever. You know, yeah, you played, you tied, you move on. So that is what the public has spoken. Let's go to our poll question today. This is a very interesting one, and you can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which of the following has been the most surprising? The Dallas Cowboys 5-1 start, both Mississippi and Mississippi State off to 6-0 starts, or the Kansas City Royals unbeaten in the playoffs at 6-0. Which of those following has been the most surprising? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. With the Royals being undefeated in the playoffs, that is hugely surprising because the Angels have the best record in baseball, and then you play the first two in Baltimore. Once they got to the playoffs, anything's possible. Dallas being 5-1 is shocking everybody in the world because they're supposed to be 1-5 right now. And Mississippi State's just a freaky fluke deal. I suppose I would edge towards the Royals, followed by the Cowboys, followed by Mississippi and Mississippi State. How do you vote? What do you think? ESPNSuperstation.com to vote on the Midtown Mart Cooler Questions, Midtown Mart of Hastings. As we said, the high school athletes are all over the place this week with volleyball and golf and softball, and state tennis gets underway on Thursday, and we're pleased to be joined by Troy Salisbury, head coach at Kearney High. The Bearcats get ready to serve it up on Thursday. And, Coach, it looks like you guys capped off the regular season in good fashion. Conference champs again before that. Congratulations on so far a really solid season.
Thank you. It has been a very successful season.
How do you keep doing it?
You know, we have a lot of depth on our team. We really have a good junior varsity program. I don't think we've lost a match in junior varsities in over a decade. So I think that really helps build it up the program, so when they hit the varsity level, they're ready to go.
Tennis, one of those unique because, let's face it, unless you've got a child or a family member playing, the only time that you learn about it is at this time of the year. So for the fans out there, it looks like you have taken the guys that have been your number one and two singles and doubles teams and taken them to state. Was there any consideration of mixing and matching anybody?
You know, we always, at the beginning of the season, move guys around and play with our lineup and try to figure out where we're going to score the most team points. And I feel like we have people in the right positions this year to help us score the most points possible.
Number one may not always be the best player. Number two, so on and so forth. You may put them on doubles. Just kind of break down each slot for you, starting with the singles and give me the doubles.
All right. One singles is Evan Hayden. Great year, 17-6 this year at one singles. Really had a step up. You know, here's a kid that just played varsity singles and duels last year, didn't go to state, and now we're asking him to play number one singles, the toughest division, and has really done an awesome job for us. A lot of wins, really set us up well to win invites with the points he scores. You know, he might not win the invite, but he's winning matches to get us those crucial team points. Then number one doubles is Ryan Clark and Jared Nightingale. They're seeded fourth at state. Excellent season for them as well. Their only losses are to the number one and number three team in the state. So we're really excited about those two. They've been wanting to play doubles together all year, and they were our best fit, and they've done a great job with that. Number two singles, Caleb Capellan, you know, a role he's very familiar with. He's played that spot the last 2 years, coming off a leg injury in the off season. So it's kind of where he ended up again this year because he wasn't able to start playing again until August, right as season started, and really came out and started the season slow, but he's gotten stronger and better every time, and you know, 24-1 record going into state. So we're really excited about what he can do down at the state tournament. And then finally we got Reed Wallace and Eli Wolf playing at number two doubles. Again, another pair that really play well together. They do a nice job at the net with their volleys, and they have really solid returns and solid serves. And at number two doubles, if you can have a good return and a good serve, you're going to be successful. And that's why they have a 21-2 record.
Talk with Troy Salisbury, the head coach at Kearney High. State tennis gets underway on Thursday. Class A Omaha, Class B Lincoln. And, Coach, as far as the competition that you've seen, because you do get to see some of the Metro teams, but not very often. So how do you feel like your competition has been so far this regular season?
Well, we do play the Papillion Invite, and that's kind of our one big opportunity to see some of these teams. And, you know, we've had success there in the past. We did fairly well this year. I think we finished 7th or 8th this year. And so that set us up for a decent position at state. You know, some of our losses at that meet kind of determined where we were seated for state. But overall, you know, when you look at the competition, you know, our schedule right now, some of our competitors maybe are down and rebuilding years. So, you know, we took advantage of that and won as many matches as we possibly could.
And Troy, obviously, if you're in those top four seeds, that's kind of where you want to be, because that means if you hold serve, then you're going to be heading into the semifinals and get to play the second day.
That is correct. You know, that's always a goal of ours, is to get people into that second day, get them to be a state medalist. And when you do that, you're also putting yourself in a good position to finish high as a team.
Team race, who's dominant this year, Nay?
Well, Creighton Prep, obviously, being number one seed in three of the divisions and number two seed in the other, they're definitely the favorite. I think Lincoln Southwest is defending state champs, is right behind there, you know, on their heels. And then there's a lot of other teams, I think, right there in that 3-8 spot. And, you know, that's kind of where we're trying to get ourselves to be, is in that top five.
Troy, what's the next step? We've talked about it with the soccer coaches catching up to the Metro teams. What's the next step for the Bearcats to possibly in the future? Because you've always kind of been right there. What are you looking for with these kids and the kids that are coming up to take the next step in the future?
You know, I think one thing in tennis is some of the Metro schools, some of the most dominant players, they're not as spread out on different teams, and so they're all on one team, and that really makes that team really strong. You know, so we've got to continue to improve top to bottom. You know, we have good depth now, but we need that top end to improve. You know, this year Evan Hayden's done a nice job stepping up at one singles. You know, he's probably more fit for a number two singles player. So we just need higher kind of talent, more at the higher end, to really push us over the edge, because we have the depth. We just need that really standout player to get us a few more points there, because that's where we kind of lack. Last year we were one of three teams to have everybody in the quarterfinals. The other two were the state champs and the state runners-up. So we have the depth. We got to get into the semis and finals now instead of just the quarterfinals.
Well, it was a good season, a good tournament for you last year. And one more question before I let you out of here, because as I look up and down the names here at the university, whether it's Kearney, whether it's Lincoln, foreign players have to come in to make those programs not only successful, but just to even have a program. How many foreign exchange students, how many international students are competing that you see on a weekly level in tennis at Nebraska and at the high school level?
Well, at the high school level, really, the numbers have decreased a lot in the last few years. You know, looking at this, I don't think any of these kids are foreign exchange students, international students. So, you know, most of these kids live in Omaha, live in Lincoln or wherever, and they've played tennis there for many years, and they come out to our Kearney tournament in the summer and stuff. So most of these are very familiar names. So I think that has dropped a little bit over the last few years in the high school level, but I know internationally or at the college level, the international students is very high level. You know, it seems like it's a lot easier to get those kids in and that high level into your program to be successful.
All right, Troy, hey, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck to the Bearcats this week, and go win some matches, bring home some medals.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care. Troy Salisbury, head coach, doing a great job. Of course, Brother Jacob at UNK, the grown up in a tennis family and have a passion for the sport. So best of luck there. And, yeah, Kearney High looks good in the seedings. You look at Grand Island, they are seated at only the number one doubles. You get over to Class B, and Grand Island Central Catholic looks like they may be the favorite of the Class B teams in our area. They're seated in all four, including Ryan Viterra, the number one seed at number two singles. Hastings also has some singles players in there, led by Matt Carnes, the third seed in number one, and Nick Hamburger, the fourth seed at number two singles. So we'll keep you up to date on what's going on at state tennis as well. Jeffrey has just handed me the updated Heisman watch from the ESPN experts poll, and Amir Abdullah still has one person voting him a fifth, and that's it. He has slid down to number nine, or is it 10? Is it 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9? Can I count? 3, 6, 9. He's sitting ninth, actually in a tie for eighth, maybe ninth. But he's not fourth anymore where he was a couple of weeks ago. No difference in Abdullah. And with Todd Gurley being suspended by Georgia, he's still here on the radar. They've got him fifth, but now a majority of the votes are going to Dak Prescott, the quarterback from Mississippi State. They have quarterback Marcus Mariota of Oregon second, and they got Melvin Gordon of Wisconsin third. Again, we'll see how that changes. I just think Abdullah, when it all plays out, will surpass Gordon. But right now, the whole point is get behind Amir, get that offensive line where they want to be, get those yards back up, just have Michigan State as your only down game, make the trip to New York, get some publicity for the university and for what the team has done, and keep winning games. But Bryce Petty of Baylor has made a move. Bo Wallace, the quarterback at Ole Miss, has made a move. I don't know why people are voting for Everett Golston, the quarterback at Notre Dame, but he right now is fourth on the list. And I guess if they do beat Florida State and he has a good game, then you're really going to see things take off for him. So that's what the Heisman watch looks like from the ESPN experts that vote from week to week. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back with more after this.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri-Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagri.com.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Wondering if your old heating system is going to squeak by this winter? Don't. With up to $1,450 in cool cash rebates, there's never been a better time to explore the full line of Carrier innovations. And ask your dealer how an efficient home comfort system by Carrier can reduce your monthly energy bills through the life of your system. But don't wait. Your cool cash window closes soon. Carrier, turn to the experts.
For full details, contact Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating in Kearney or Holdridge.
At First National Bank, we believe customer interactions are based on relationships, not transactions. That's why we created First National Checking, to prove our commitment to you and the community. This is not a one-time offer, but a demonstration of our ongoing dedication to put customers first. No hidden fees, no surprises, no hoops to jump through. For honest banking with no strings attached, visit one of our offices today. First National Bank, member FDIC.
It's the Outdoor Spectacular at Graham Tire. All tires are on sale now. Buy three, get the fourth free after manufacturer's rebate on select tires from Goodyear and Hankook. Get a $60 instant rebate when you buy four selected Goodyear or Dunlop tires. Plus, get rebates up to $160 from Goodyear, Cooper, and Hankook on selected tires. Register to win one of three $500 Shield shopping sprees or a guided pheasant hunt at Top Gun Hunting. It's the Outdoor Spectacular through Saturday, October 25th. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
I'm going home, back to the place where I belong.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We want to congratulate our Doug and Daddy Fantasy Football Challenge winner, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, the winner of our $25 gift card this week, as well as an entry into the end-of-the-year Super Bowl party, is M. Grove 7-11, a five-point victory in Week 6. He played Aaron Rodgers and Phillip Rivers as his quarterback. Key play, Matt Forte as a running back, and a sneaky play with Arian Foster. I doubt hardly anybody probably played Arian Foster, especially since that was a Thursday night game. Jordy Nelson, Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, also a key play. Nick Novak was his kicker, and he had the Chargers defense, which didn't get him a whole lot of points on that. But some big-time plays there, and allows M. Grove 7-11 to pick things up. Check the group page on ESPN for your prize information. And the season, can you believe it's a third over? But it's not too late to join. Simply go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on our fantasy football banner, sign up for free, floating salary caps. So every week you can sign up and get in and pick your team for free and go for that gift card from Cunningham's and maybe a Super Bowl party at the end of the season, which is always exciting. At least it was last year when we drew out for it. So get it done. And tomorrow we are at Cunningham's for our Cornhusker lunch with Sean Callahan. Don't forget, we do have baseball this afternoon here on ESPN. We're going to be bringing you a lot of baseball this week, again on ESPN. The third game of the National League Championship Series, Cardinals at the Giants. First pitch is set for 3:07. And then you can hear the Royals and Orioles tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And the pregame's at 6:30. First pitch is at 7:07. Then tomorrow, it's a doubleheader. It's a doubleheader. We're bringing you the Royals game as well on the Breeze, but also here on ESPN. Hail Varsity is going to be bringing you Royals and Lincoln as well. So the Royals will be the early game, and the Cardinals and Giants will be the late game, and there's a possibility of that happening again on Thursday. And if it does, we'll bring them to you here on ESPN Radio. But today, the National League game goes early. Well, the PGA, I don't know what to think when I read this story. The golfers are upset with the Ryder Cup in America because they're getting beat by the Europeans. So that's fine. But now they have formed an 11-member task force to look into every aspect of the Ryder Cup. The task force includes Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, the best two players of their generation, but they haven't won very many Ryder Cups. Ricky Fowler is on this. He's yet to win a match in his two Ryder Cups. And then two more veterans, Jim Furyk and Steve Stricker. Past captains, Davis Love III, Tom Lehman, and Raymond Floyd are on the task force, and the PGA of America has included three of its officers. Now, Paul Azinger and Ben Crenshaw, the only captains to win in the last 20 years for the United States, not on the task force. Okay, what is this task force going to look into? Every aspect? Then you got to look at the course when you host it. You've got to look at, you know, money is going to come into this. Tiger and Phil are going to be sitting in on meetings with officials from the PGA Tour of America. Doubt it. What will they be looking at? What is every aspect? What are the things they don't like? Break this down for me. Tell me what the problem is. And again, this is for 3 days a year, every 2 years. So this is going to be a big deal. You know what? Show up and play. Show up and play. No Sean Moreno, done for the year. He just comes back from the elbow injury for the Dolphins. He had a very good first week. Then he gets the elbow injury. Now he tears his ACL. He's out for the year. So bye-bye. And most of you already had replaced him on your fantasy team, I'm sure, by now. Lou Platte Conference Volleyball tonight. The semifinals are at Adams Central High School. And we will have that for you on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic will play St. Paul. That is at 6 o'clock. That'll be followed by Ord and Adams Central. Adams Central pulled the upset last night over Centura. Last year, St. Paul upset Kearney Catholic in the semifinals. And we'll have all that for you. The winners advance to Thursday's championship. And the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals are tonight in Overton at 6. The top seed Axtell will play Elm Creek, followed by Amherst, the number 2 seed, playing the 3 seed Wilcox Hildreth. Regular season volleyball tonight, Grand Island Northwest will host Holdridge and Central City in a triangular. Grand Island Senior High and Millard West travel to Norfolk. Heartland Lutheran and St. Edward are at a triangular at Central Valley. Shelton is also hosting a triangular tonight, as is Deschler, Franklin, and Silver Lake are headed over there. So that should update you on what we've got going on in the world of sports that we haven't already talked about today. The Nebraska basketball team's practicing. We'll hear more from Coach Connie Yori as the week progresses. The big key there, trying to replace Jordan Hooper. They've got four starters back, but everybody else is young, a lot of freshmen and sophomores, and no Jordan Hooper as they get closer to their first exhibition game with Wayne State. Hey, folks, if you are thinking about a new pivot irrigation system, don't let it run out on you. The Harvest Special is here now for a limited time from T&L Irrigation Systems, taking care of every state of the nation and over 65 countries worldwide, growing from their headquarters in the Hastings area, where they've been since the 1950s, getting bigger and better and taking care of you with their hydrostatic system. And right now, the Harvest Special, $5 per foot discount. You can save $6,500 when you buy a quarter-mile long T&L pivot. Reliability is the key, and you can get decades of it with a T&L pivot system. Visit your local T&L dealer today or the website at TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works. There you have it. We've made it through a Tuesday Doug and Daddy show. We appreciate you being with us. We appreciate coaches Tony Harper of Hastings College, Daryl Morris of UNK, talking football, and Troy Salisbury, Kearney tennis coach, for joining us today. If you missed any of the interviews, want to hear them again, or missed any of our interviews in recent shows, they're always up on our Cunningham's podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can hear not only podcasts of the Doug and Daddy Show, but of our high school and Hastings College athletic games from throughout the fall. And they're just up there for you to listen to. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. There's photos up there of some of our recent high school activities as well. It's all free for you to use. Download them and enjoy. That's what we do here at ESPN Radio. Tomorrow, Sean Callahan will join us for our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's. We'll also talk with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report and UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires. We'll see you tomorrow at 11 at Cunningham's in downtown Kearney.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.